From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Alex Stutson. University of Missouri officials say they have a plan if a coronavirus outbreak hits campus, but they are urging people to remain calm. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia reports.
At a press conference with Columbia Mayor Brian Treese today, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright emphasized that no cases of the virus that causes COVID-19 have been confirmed in the state. He says the university is in communication with students who came back early from study abroad trips in Italy and South Korea, and the protocol for them is self-isolation. Dr. Stephen Witt from MU Healthcare says the system has learned from previous campus outbreaks of mumps and H1N1.
Planning for what if we run out of room in our where we usually take care of patients, where would we put extra patients? Those kinds of plans are the same plans we've had since H1N1, and we update them literally every single year.
Witt says while there are tests available, they are only for people presenting specific symptoms. He and others stressed the importance of typical preventative measures like washing hands and cleaning surfaces and devices regularly. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri House has passed legislation that would require children younger than 2 to be placed in rear-facing car seats whenever they travel in Missouri. Currently, state law requires children younger than 4 or under 40 pounds to ride in a child safety seat. But the law does not specify a rear-facing child restraint system for infants. Supporters of the House bill say rear-facing seats will better protect young children. The House passed the bill today, and it now goes to the Senate. 20 other states require rear-facing car seats, though they are split on whether the requirement should end at 1 or 2 years old. Capital punishment is legal in Missouri, but some lawmakers are hoping to change the laws concerning its use on inmates with mental illness. From the state capitol, Cassidy Arena reports.
Representative Tom Hannigan, a Republican from St. Charles, is the sponsor of a bill which would prohibit juries from sentencing people with certain mental illnesses to death. If passed into law, Missouri would be the first state to do so. Jerry Givens is the former state executioner for Virginia. He says legislators not only have to consider the ones sentenced to death, but also the people executing that sentence. He says the hardest days of the job were when people weren't able to understand their circumstances. Those in opposition said the law already protects those with mental illnesses from death penalties because jurors must consider all factors in a crime. With Missouri News Network, I'm Cassidy Arena.
The Missouri Senate has passed legislation targeting telemarketers who try to trick people into answering the phone with fake caller ID numbers. The bill passed today targets what's known as call spoofing. The scheme displays a local area code or the name of a familiar business or person on the caller ID to hide the identity of the actual caller. The legislation expands upon an existing state law to prohibit telephone solicitors from blocking or circumventing someone's caller ID system. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Alex Stutson, KBIA News, Columbia.